Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Really?
Yeah. So,
how much you pay for that a month, man?
I paid in 2006, so I'm thinking like $30. Well, I pay for the year. I always pay yearly, so I gotta go in and look what in my settings and shit. But I'll do that for you. Yeah. I've been doing this since 2006. So
yeah, I need to get on it because I like it. The calls is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My sister got a show I do with her on Thursday nights, and it'd be lit from Facebook, man.
Oh, no shit. And you need to take calls and shit, brother.
They call in. They call in on her shit, but she used the Rodecaster all the way.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. So, wait, what's your Facebook? Why are we all on Facebook together, Nick? What's your Facebook?
So my wife runs the Facebook. It's Akeem Powell. I'm not a Facebook dude, I ain't really fuck with the Facebook.
Oh man, you got all platforms, man.
I know. I'm on it, and she handles it well. Like she posted this. It's gonna actually connect to my Facebook too. Okay. And then my sister tagged, and she got like a million damn followers. So
yeah, no
she
doubt.
Fuck it to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So give me a minute.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, do your thing, man.
Starting off. Yeah.
How many minutes are we gonna start? What, 2 minutes? 1 minute? How are we gonna start?
We'll start a couple of minutes.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me grab some more water and shit. You know all that
life. Yeah, I keep my water, man.
Yeah.
I'm in a man cave right now, bro. I got a refrigerator over there and shit.
Nah, man, it's good meeting you, motherfucking ass, man. It's
man. It's refreshing. There's no good brothers is out here, man.
Yeah, well, it's not too many. It's not too many out there, man. Everybody's selfish. And I was shocked that a motherfucker would tell you got to pay him $500 and shit.
Yeah, just to help me build my YouTube, but I kind of learned it, you know, a little bit, and then like I just learned TubeBuddy real well, the keywords.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in excellent all the keywords, and then the tags. Everything's in the top 10, and even the 20 some of them, but all of them are ranked. You know what I mean? That goes with my show.
You talking about the thing where you do the keywords, that little thing gives you like 98% of the circle thing. Okay, yeah, okay, I know about that.
Should be going up and shit like this. when I hit that excellent, I'll be like,
Because
I may have 30 topics that I can really talk about that just come in excellent.
Nice. Do we have a chat room where they talk or anything like that?
Yeah. So they'll come on my chat room and then I'll pull them up.
You should be able
to see the chat room.
Okay. So
yeah, you should be able to see the chat room too.
What is the thing that you're using right now? What's your app that you're using? What is
It's Ecamm.
Okay, Ecamm. Okay, so you must have a Mac. Are you a Mac guy?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I figured that. You Ecamm motherfuckers.
Nah.
It's always the best.
This motherfucker smooth. Oh, matter of fact, watch how I can do something for you. Let me do this before we get on. I wanted to make sure you tell me what you want. Hold on, let me unlock it here. Tell me, because I know you're bright right now. I can bring you down a little bit. Look at that. Tell me right there. Look.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Put
a little black in you. Let me saturate you just a little bit. Now it's gonna seem a little blurry to you, but in all actuality, it's 1080p, and you'll see it when it come out.
No doubt, man. What are you doing? Let me see. Maybe I guess after the Sunday night after the games and shit. You doing anything?
Oh, Sunday night, I ain't doing nothing, man. Just let me know, man.
I have you on my platform. We just chop it up and shit. You know what I mean?
That's cool. Yeah, I own a little security company, so on the weekends I do morning security and shit. So
yeah, what I do on StreamYard, what I'll do is I'll give you my StreamYard account. You sign into it, right? And then with your Twitter and your YouTube, you sign in, and then we can simulcast with your people and my people as one.
We rocking in, especially my damn Twitter.
Because I have my Twitter, your Twitter, my Facebook, your Facebook, my if you want to do Facebook, we can. But
Facebook.
I'll show you how to do. When you go in there, you'll see Rosebud, Lucario, and EO. I just got them all added, you know, and I'll show you how to do it. I'll give you, like I say, you just go into StreamYard. I'll give you my password, and it'll give you a code. I give it to you, then you just go ahead and add your your platforms, and then when we go live, we click on your platforms and my platforms, and then it's going to go on your YouTubes and stuff. It's going to go on mine, but everybody's all in one, man. It's all jammed in one, brother.
Let's get it. Hey, last thing. I use this Stream Deck. You use your Stream Deck at all?
What is Stream Deck? What is that?
So Stream Deck is this little contraption right here. You see this right here?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, but I never used that before. I don't even know what that is.
Okay,
man.
So I push this button. See this button? It's got the tweet.
Yes.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, I push this button, and now it's sending out a tweet for me saying I'm live. I'm live. and then it got the link of my shit.
This motherfucker here, man.
Hey, man, it worked for your shit. Here we go. We got to rock live right now.
Let's rock it, brother. Let's rock it.
Let's rock it.
But you came into my life. Made me feel like a brand new man.
Today's a great day. My name is Akeem. This is definitely the raw truth. Today is a legendary day, man. We got some experience, some knowledge in the building today, man. This man, hey, man, I hit this guy up, bro, and I was like, hey, man, it would be my honor if you can do this show, man. His brother kicked me back.
No.
It's nothing. He was like, oh, it's nothing, man. I was like, okay, man, we're going to rock and roll, man. This guy, man, is a man of his word. Spoke with this cat today, man, and man, we're gonna really do some work together, man. I really appreciate it, man. Right now, I'm gonna introduce him. The man, the myth, the legendary, the man mindset. Go ahead, brother. Get to introduce yourself a little bit. Tell everybody what you do, man. We can get this thing on, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, first off, Akeem, I just want to say the pleasure's all mine, man. I love real people. You know what I mean? Love chopping it up with real people, brother. So,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
I feel the same. Yeah, I feel the same, man.
Yeah, a little bit about me, man. I'm Steve Dean Williams. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I've been teaching men just how to be men and to focus more on themselves. And, you know, for me, I got in the game when I was 9 years old. First woman I had was 13. She was 24. As I got older, I became a little bit of a gigolo. And then I retired at 27, 28 and got married and been married for 21 years with no problems, no issues. But I teach now. I teach men how to be men. That's what I do, brother.
Man, that's real good, man. Today, we're definitely going to talk about why we believe men should have one foot out the door. And I think that's very important to address that. And we'll talk about it a little bit, man. I'm glad that we actually, as brothers, have outlets that we can communicate, talk, you know, meet each other, man. I think before, you know, I'm way on the West Coast. My brother's on the East Coast, man. So, like, in normal situations, especially when I was coming up as a young buck, there wasn't no communication but to the East Coast brothers, man. So it's real good we out here. And let's talk about it a little bit, man. Let's get into this manology right here.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it, man. Give me your thoughts on why you believe a man should have one foot in and one foot out the door.
Well, not necessarily. I always believe I think a man should always stand on his square. Okay, I always talk about his square, and his square is basically his laws, rules, codes, principles, narratives, mission statement. It's just everything that he is. And as he stands on his square and he runs into a woman that, you know, because the game is never about women, you know, she's more of a perk until he deems her special. Even though he has her, or they're in a relationship, or even if they're dating, I believe that she should have the foot out of the door, because she should never be comfortable. A woman that feels comfortable can just, you know, she slacks. She gets lazy, complacent, and things like that, when she feels that there's no repercussions for disrespectful behavior, brother.
Yeah, man. I also, man, just the mindset of a male always should be, you know, you got to build your own value.
Yes.
And you have to have a certain level of respect in the household. And I think if you're not receiving that, I think that she needs to understand there's consequences to it.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, because of the protection that we offer, and a lot more other things, but one of the biggest things of protection is that we are the prize. So I think, in essence, we should carry ourselves with a certain level of respect, and also just approaching the situation with a little more moxie, man. Like, a lot of men are tiptoeing around women. A lot of men don't know how to talk to women. A lot of men have real trouble in relationships with women. You hear a lot of men sit around, talk about women, and, you know, I think it's one thing to give them criticism and constructive criticism, right? But then when you just after them bashing all the time, and I've been accused of that, but I don't do that. See, a lot of times, a lot of men don't really understand what you're doing when you really are trying to teach, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because they have always been in a subservient type of situation where they're the one being taught.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that, man?
I'm four flats with you on this one, brother. I believe we're in a weird time right now, because a lot of young men have, you know, with the single mother situation, they had the umbilical cord attached to mom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as they got out of high school, it seemed like they pulled that umbilical cord out and they looked to another man that resembled mom, because mom always was unaccountable. Mom, and again, please, she's a woman. So this is no knock on women. Women are just emotional. She should be unaccountable. She should be emotional. She should play the victim role. That's what women do. I mean, that's just women. I mean, I can't knock a woman for being a woman. That's what they are. But what these young boys are doing is they're taking the umbilical cord and they're finding a guy, or what I call a content creator, because a lot of people don't understand the difference between a content creator and a dating coach. You know, there's this thing where everybody doesn't understand. I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but what they do is they'll look for a content creator that resembles mom, you know, that the blame is not on you. We can take the accountability away from you. We can blame women for everything that's going wrong in your life, and you can have a safe place. It's like a safety net. So most of these young men are running to the safety net instead of cutting that cord and doing their own thing, my brother.
Yeah, and then you also see, and I agree with you 100%. I also know that there's a lot of, like, so when I was in school, you know, I this is something I ain't proud of now, but I used to be a real bad bully, right? I used to love to squabble, you know what I mean? We fight, whatever, you know, I was poor, so, you know, I used to take, you know what I mean? That's just what it was. You mean, what's up? This is mine now, you know what I mean? Young Debo back in the day.
100%.
But anyways, what I found out is that as you got older, when I just got on Facebook, this was years ago, and when Facebook kind of just started ringing out, I was getting hit up with messages from people I used to dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these people have been scarred in their life. And a lot of these men, too, are the same men that have trouble with the ladies.
Yes.
That have trouble in society in general.
Yes.
And then those are the guys who really cling on. They really cling on to, you know, that type of gospel.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a woman's fault.
Yes.
It's nothing we can do. Like, I always get on men for leadership. Like, I always believe that, you know, if your house is effed up, is it her fault? how can it be her fault when you are building the role that you lead her on? And if you're not doing that and you then start blaming her, then who's allowing this to happen? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm again, we pinging like real men here. You're a thousand. I mean, what can I say? You're right, man.
Sure.
But I always try to tell people where it came from, because a lot of people don't realize that before 2007, women weren't the problem. If you think before 2007, there was no metal, there was no being on your purpose, there was no female nature, there was no hypergamy. There was no court system. There was court system, because they had a thing called a voice for men and a shrink for men. So I remember those, but one was ran by a woman, so that shit don't really count. So they had that. So but before 2007, it was kind of the Elvis Presley thing. You know, back in the day, Elvis Presley went across the streets. See, people don't know about Rosetta Thorpe, the black woman that kind of invented rock and roll, but everybody thought Elvis did. He went across the street, stole something, came back over. He was moving his hips like the blacks were. So, you know, people saw him first. They were like, oh, wow, he's the king of rock and roll. Fast forward to rap. When MTV used to play music videos back in the 80s, you know, when they played videos, there was a white woman named Blondie. She went to the hood with Fab Five Freddy, saw people rapping. She took some rap and put it in her song. I think it was called Rapture. Went on MTV. She was the first person to rap on MTV, because they wouldn't have black people at that time. So people thought she invented rap. They thought she invented rap.
Yeah.
So fast forward that point, then you have the PUAs, the pickup artists in 89 and through the 90s. These were guys that went to the streets, grabbed a little bit of information, my brother, and then they called it game. You know, like Styles came in with a book called The Game, where he was teaching guys like acronyms and all that other goofy shit, right? So what happened was they were living high off the hog, brother. All this was going on. Women didn't know about this. There were secret layers. In 2007, brother, it was when it went mainstream on VH1, the pickup artist. Once women found out what men were doing, the tide flipped. So then the pickup artist became the... Oh, I'm the victim now. I'm the victim. Then that's where the metal came in. They got this thing called No FAP now. No FAP or something like that, where they're telling guys not
what is it called?
It's no FAP, no FAP. It's like telling guys not to jerk off. It's a new thing now where men are telling men now not to jerk off. And I'm not lying. I swear.
Why?
Because it saves you energy or something like that. But here's a funny thing. And this is why I always tell people to do their history, learn their history about this stuff. NoFap was created in 2011 by a nerd who was on Reddit that read a 2003 article on jerking off from a Chinese guy. So then he created the NoFap, which is now the new thing that's going on now. But see, this is all the feminization. And this is the craziest thing, my brother. It's not women. This is not women. Women don't see what guys don't understand. Women ain't even thinking about these kind of guys, losers. I don't know if you call them losers, but let's be real. Women are not thinking about weak-ass males, brother.
Yeah. And they hear a lot of those different philosophies.
Yes.
And I think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a small little religion. I mean, I'm sure they got rules and bylaws.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been kind of my own man. You know, for me, growing up, you know, I've never had problems with the ladies, man. It just wasn't my thing. I never had issues. So for me, it's more of just holding a group of people accountable and try to make them better, though, you know, for me. And I always try to look out for, you know, my brothers. Like, for one, like, I always try to talk about, you know, if you want to be happy, you have to put yourself in position to be happy.
Yes.
People are not just naturally happy. Like, there are things, what happens when we grow up, right? When we grow up, there's decisions we make, and we have to live with those results.
Yes.
When we get later in life, right?
Yes.
So you, as an older man, have to still, you know, have a plan, put things in action.
Yes.
Because those things are what's going to ultimately make you happy. Like, you know, the society is not built to make you happy.
Right.
Society is built to bring you down, put you in a position of stress.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, a woman can, they can tell what weakness looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
yeah. And they'll love it initially.
Yes.
They'll love it initially. But when I tell you, it would grow old really quick. They will lose respect, and you will have no value in your house, and then you're going to truly be unhappy. So, man, I tell you, man, just listening to a lot of these different, I got to do some research on some of the other stuff. That last one, what you heard, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I got to see the people who's actually following these people,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, you got to look at it. Look up NoFap. I swear to you, that's the new thing. You got brothers. You even got brothers doing this. Brothers, how can another man tell you what to do with your package? That's the crazy. Another man is telling you what to do with your package. You see that?
Hey, man, shout out to the War Report, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that Cash App, man. You know,
yes.
This guy, actually, too, I'm going to give a shout out to him, too, man. He always comments in my,
appreciate
a lot of my, a lot of my videos, man. I got to give him some love, man. Yes. And he be saying some real stuff. So, you know, in his life. Yeah. He's with it, man. So I want to say I appreciate you.
Yeah,
but off top, I wanted to say again, the one foot out the door thing for me, right?
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to dive into it a little more.
Yes.
Is because a woman doesn't value a comfortable man either.
Yes.
So that is another part of it. Like, if I can't be a man who's comfortable in his 9-to-5 making, you know, 15 to 17 bucks an hour, right? Like, we always have to be some type of ambitious. We always got to be some type of go-getter.
Mm.
You know, that's a level of attraction for a woman. There are some women that don't care what you make because they'll make more and they want to tell you what to do.
Right.
That still creates an imbalance, right?
Always.
So as a man in your household, if you're a man and I don't care how much this woman's making.
Right.
I'm still going to be the head of this household.
Yes.
Right. I'm still going to make the plans for us, but I still want to put myself in position to make the money. Like,
yeah.
I it's something about that for me. It's like, she is not. I don't know how to say it. She is, just because she makes more money doesn't mean that she's the head of the household.
Right.
It just means she makes more money.
That's all.
And that's it.
That's it.
But again, a lot of men are in positions right now that the woman is making way more.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the woman automatically assumes that they need to call the shots, because that is where you lose me and you have to learn the finesse. There is no way that this woman should be believing, because she makes more money than you, that she should be leading the household. Man, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Bro, I can't even spell leading the household. But real quick, before I even answer, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all see the number, call in. Y'all got the number up there.
Yeah.
Call in, we'll bring you in.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man. I don't care if I'm making 3 cents an hour and she's making $1 million. I'm king. Mm-hmm. That's bomb. It's, and I'm not joking. It's because it's all about me. Me, my, I. You are going after my name. You are going after my ring. So what are you bringing to prove your value and worth to me? And your money. See, here's the thing a lot of people mess up with. I always tell guys that who you are isn't what you do. And this is what a lot of guys do. They stand on what they do. A lot of guys stand on their cars, their money, their clothes. We're sure we'll talk about that. But they also stand on what the wife does. What the wife does is only bring to my kingdom and to my castle. She doesn't listen. I'm not saying it's a dictatorship. She can have say so, but I make final decision. Again, I'll say it again. She can have say so and bring something up or bring something to my attention. But when I say, or unless I give her, I say, okay, you know, like chicken or steak, you know, you pick what you want to, you know, what you want to eat. I mean, you choose what you want to eat, right? But when major decisions come, it's fine. We talk about it, but I'm going to come with the decision I make, the decision for the household. You don't run this. Because like, even like I was saying, the foot out of the door, see, a lot of these young men, it's not when you meet the woman you're supposed to think this way. It's when you open your eyes in the morning time, you should be thinking this no matter what you do. No, I don't care what kind of woman she is. I don't care how beautiful she is. I don't care how nice her job is. If you ain't riding on my bus, King, get your ass off. Hey, you're replaceable, and that's the thing. And I know a lot of guys think that they can't think this way, but they can think this way. And that's what men like us are trying to get them to break free of mommy and emotions and man the fuck up.
You know, it's pretty amazing you say that, man. I kind of go crazy on Twitter a little bit. And on Twitter, I do, man, because it's open world. You know, I kind of like, you know, I make sure that, you know, I go in. And a lot of things that I post is pretty much based on, you know, my thoughts.
Yes.
You know, I'll be spending some true game on Twitter. And so I posted something like, let me see if I can find this thing real quick. This brother kind of came for me a little bit because I think it may, you know, sometimes you say something and it touches someone's soul. You know what I mean? And then, so I said, oh, here it goes. I said, fellas, and I said to the fellas, don't waver on the last name. If she wants to marry you, make sure she takes your last name. That's the first step of being submissive. If she hyphens your name, that's a lack of respect. If she wants to keep her last name, she can marry her father.
Yes.
So he immediately came in and says, and this is what I'm talking about, right? This is what, watch this. He said, I disagree on the last name thing. Just find a submissive woman if that's what you want. It says, taking last names don't mean anything.
Oh,
gotta let the old ways go. Gotta let the old way of doing things go. Why would anyone want a submissive woman, though? Just find a mature woman.
What's his name?
So, you know, his brother's name is the King of the North.
His name was Poking Pinocchio because someone must have been pulling the strings. Someone was pulling the strings, my brother. He wasn't saying that. He was saying, is it okay if I say that? I don't want to get in trouble. Man, get the fuck out of here,
man.
This shit. I'm sorry.
Man, you're 100% right, man. And, you know, of course, man, I'm gonna bring this up on the screen, man.
And let me say something. We got a call in the queue.
Sure, go ahead.
We have a call in the queue, just to let you know real quick. But what I want to say real quick is,
okay,
what that guy doesn't know is that his woman's pussy is getting wet over your – and the husband, whoever that cake was, he doesn't even know that. Because you know what? She probably read what you said, got a little tingly, told her, man, how dare him say that? Because, you know, my name is hyphenated. Defend me. Okay, I don't want to sleep on the couch again, so let me go over there, Geppetto. And then he started coming at you. But when women hear men, they get turned the fuck on, brother. They get turned on because you're the kind of man that will yank her goddamn chain, and that's what they love. They love men that don't give that kind of a fuck. Oh, but I just want to say that. But we do have a call in the queue. Whenever
go ahead, bring the call.
Let's bring the call in. Area code, I think this is from Maryland. Area code 240. Yeah. What's your name? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, yeah, this the Wool Report. Hey, peace and blessings.
Yeah, we got you, brother. I can hear you. Yeah, we got you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. First and foremost, I cannot thank y'all enough for what y'all are doing because it's changing men's lives. And, you know, I can attest to what Steve the Dean is talking about. He has an approach boot camp, right? So I watched it after I seen him on Donovan Sharp's show. And the name of the show is called The Power of Your Last Name. From that point on, I said, I'm done with being a sucker. If I'm going to carry myself as a man of respect. So the next day, I was at my job. I was at my job. No lie. I seen a nice little piece of change. I'm talking about her hips and her thighs said hello before she did. And so for whatever reason, I just went straight up on her and mashed straight in front of everybody. And I was like, you know, basically like, yeah, you need to stop playing. Give me your number. She short-circuited. I still had the text. I still talked to her from time to time, but she said, I have never been approached by a man like that before. I have never been. She said, what type of sorcery was that? And that's because, like I said, when Steve the Dean, when he gave that lecture about the power of your last name, I said, I refuse to walk and carry myself the way society wants me to. Because you want to know what pain is that we live in a society that's trying to tear us down, that's doing their best to tear us down. What shame is that men are willingly compromising their masculinity. So
man,
I got to get on
it,
man. I'm on my way to work.
And I'm glad. I mean, I'm just saying, man, you speak so well, man, and that was well put, man. And you know, I think it hit me at a very young age only because I was around, like, my father.
Yes.
And then my grandfather, like they was a no-nonsense, I'm not tolerating. That, like, they always preach, I would rather cut my own arm off instead of letting you cut it off for me.
Yes.
Meaning, I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me.
Yep.
I will get out of here if I have nothing in my pocket to get out of here and move on. I got a lot of respect, man. That's good stuff.
That's real.
That's good stuff.
All right, well, thank you.
Still on.
Yeah, he's still on. Hey, 2-4, do you have anything else before we go, brother?
Yeah. Also, like I was about to say, like when I'm on my way to work, and so I come and check out his podcast every now and then. I seen he had Steve the Dean on here. I said, oh, I don't care. Where I'm at, I'm gonna go into my job listening to it on speakerphone, whatever. Because what this man speaks about is the real deal. So when y'all linked up, I knew it was gonna be epic, man. I can't thank y'all enough.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be doing
We're gonna rock and roll, man. I really appreciate the support, brother. I really
do,
man.
Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Okay, we got another call here. Area code 832. Yep. 832, what's your question? What's up, brother?
What's going on, bro? You already know my voice, the King.
Oh, yeah, man, my guy. What's going on, man?
No, I'm calling in from Houston, Texas, man. Hey, on that tip, man, y'all really keep doing what you're doing. King, you know, I've been rocking here for a while, but for Mr. Mindset, this is my first time hearing you, but I'll be checking you out.
Thank you, bro.
But, yeah.
Thank you, bro.
On that last name tip, man, that whoever that dude was, that's a clown, man. You cannot move through life. Well, not allowing your wife to have your last name without making her get your last name. Because as a person like myself, man, my grandfather always told me, never make a decision based on having a cold beard. You know what I'm saying? So if you let what's between her legs dictate your decision making, you're going to be in trouble. You know?
At the end
of the day, like, I tell dudes like this, having your last name is pivotal because with me, I'm the oldest male in my family on my mother's side. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have another male that I answer to. So that last name is pivotal. It's respect. It's who everybody looks up to now. Now, it's no way everybody's going to be looking up to me so-called respecting the last name, but your wife don't want to take your last name because she still want to carry. No disrespect to her father, even if her father's in her life. Like, this is what it's supposed to be, the passing of the guard, the passing of that respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how it don't matter what the process is. It don't matter what you got to go through. Come on, man. Boys got to stop making decisions based on a cold bed. A lot of these guys moving around scared to lose what's between those girls' legs, and that's what's killing these young brothers now. You see, they're killing over women. You know, they making all kind of decisions over women. They're actually trying to take women's place. Women's trying to take their place. That's been going on for quite some time. But yeah, I don't know what's up, man. I try my hardest, man, to keep these youngsters in line. But man, it's a dangerous world out here, man.
I told you the game needs you, man. And I just said keep grinding. And I follow you. I like what you do, man. I like how you talk, man.
Yeah.
Like for one, the level of masculinity. I respect other brothers with masculinity, man. I don't ever question what bitch you want. So if I come to you and you in the mirror 2 hours, you know what I mean? That to me, I question you a little bit. But I know you, and I know how you get out, man. I got a lot of respect, man. So I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Yeah. 832, let me get
man. Y'all got to keep riding these jumpers back. Keep riding these jumpers back.
Now, 832, check this out, brother. And let me tell you what you were saying to a lot of guys on the stand. The name. The name is everything, man. The name
is
my foundation. It's everything that I am. It's my movements. It's my thoughts. It's my behaviors. It's my principles, my narratives, my vision code, my mission statement, my legacy statement is everything. And that's what I look to. I look to me for my answers through my name. And it is also my name. See, what a lot of people don't know, 832, is that you are the only one of your kind based off your fingerprint, meaning that your language is yours and yours alone. The problem with these young men is they want to mimic another man. They want to follow another man. They want to be another man. So you can't be if I followed you, my brother, hypothetically, I can't be number one because you are you.
Exactly.
You are the number one you. So that means I am the can only be the second best you. Fuck that.
Right.
I want to be my own motherfucking man. And as men like you, myself, and Akeem are doing, we're all independent thinkers coming together at the table just chopping up motherfucking game. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Smoke that cigar,
it's
man.
It's like tell these young guys. It's before I cut out. It's simple, young fellas. When y'all hear this, before you fail being trying to be somebody else, fail being yourself. It's as simple
please,
as that.
Yeah.
Don't fail trying
please,
to be somebody
man.
Else. Fail trying to figure out yourself. And other than that,
that's
man, hey, y'all take it easy, man. I enjoy y'all night, and I'm gonna get at you, King.
I appreciate you.
All right, respect
all right,
to
now.
You, brother. Respect you.
Thank
all right,
you.
We respect to you. Okay. All right. The lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in. But, yeah, man, what he was saying was on point. What the problem is that a lot of these young men don't realize that they don't need – see, this is the problem that's going on. There's a battle with real, authentic men that know street game. They know the real game, okay? Then you have the guy who's in mom's basement – that is going to give their content created thought from the comfort of mom's basement on generalizing all things. And that's the problem with a lot of young men. A lot of young men are kind of confused because on one hand, they're trying to, you know, you got these content creators say, stay away from all women. Women ain't good, you know, be on your purpose and all this other goofy ass shit. Her hypergamous nature and all this other shit, right? But then on the other hand, you got men saying, What the fuck is that hype? Wait, what the fuck is that stupid shit? Well, that means a woman can go up. Man, motherfucker don't give a fuck what a woman's doing. The fuck do I care if she's going up, down, left, or right? As long as she's going up and down on my motherfucking dick, that's all I give a fuck about. Or she's respecting my motherfucking name. I don't give a fuck enough about these women to care if they're in my life or out my life, my brother.
Yeah. And I like what you said about the youngsters. And what I found about the youngsters, too, is let's be real. A lot of them are raised by single mothers.
Yeah.
Single mothers, a lot of them have, the bitter mom syndrome where she is going to destroy this young man.
Yes.
Like I always say that women raise their daughters, but they spoil their sons. Because what happens is they strengthen their daughters to be independent, quote, quote. Men don't want independent women, by the way. We can talk about that. But they teach them all this stuff that they believe women should be, right? And then they think they're a strong woman. Like for me, strong is like a masculine thing. I don't need all this stuff that's strong. People have definitions of strong and all. Nah. Give me a feminine. Give me my feminine woman. I'm cool with that, right?
Yes.
She's soft. She's going to be cool.
Yes.
Ain't going to be all that. Give me that. But a lot of times the boys end up being subservient to that woman. And they'll be around the house at 25, 26 years old. They'll make excuses for this boy throughout their life. And what they try to do is they try to overcompensate for not really fathering that kid, parenting that kid, because if the father's not there, so they give them gifts. They over-exaggerate everything from Christmas to birthdays.
Yes.
And then so this goes on for a long span of time. And then he gets to a point where she'd be like, oh, no, you need to get out because you ain't doing nothing with your life.
Right.
Because they have been raised to depend on that woman. So they're not looking for a woman to start a life with and start a family with. They're looking for a woman to take care of them.
Right. Because
now they're looking for a woman to protect them.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, you know what happens with these young boys. See, boys, listen, and I always tell guys this: love your mom. You know, respect your mom.
100%.
But when you are around 6 or 7 years old, you should stop relating to mom. You gotta cut that cord and go towards men, because in mom's eyes, no matter how old you and I are, she's gonna see us as her baby. No matter what it is, we're always going to be your baby. But
even right now,
exactly. So the problem is with a lot of these young boys is that when they were riding their little bike that had the training wheels on, they finally took it off and they failed to scrape their knee. Mom was there with some Neosporin, a kiss, and a cookie, and saying, "You know what? We don't have to do it today. We'll do it tomorrow. Oh, how's my baby? You know, she's going to do everything she can to cause." Because that's just women. I don't even want to say they're female. They're just women as a whole in general. That's women. So what happens is these women give these young boys a false sense of reality, making them think that the outside world gives a fuck about them. And as soon as they realize the world don't give a fuck about you, the game don't give a fuck about you, life don't give a fuck about you, they cannot accept it's a break. It's like breaking their brain. Because at the point they think everybody's supposed to be nice like mommy, be kind like mommy, and be understanding like mommy and all this other stuff. But yet they get frustrated because when they see that girl, right, they see that girl they want to get with maybe in high school, and they don't know where to go. There's no man. What do you think mommy's saying? Again, guys, y'all don't fucking believe me? Get your crayons out, man, and do this shit tomorrow. You call your motherfucking mom tomorrow. Say, "Mom, I love you. I'm going on a date. What should I do?" The same shit I'm about to say, Akeem. You know what she's going to say? "Oh, be a good guy. Open the door. Give her flowers. Be a gentleman." That's what women like. And what she does is self-sabotage that boy. With that woman, you see what I'm saying?
You're 100% right,
yeah. So that's what they do. And then all of a sudden, when the woman, the chick is like, "Man, look at this bitch. You know, I'm going to take him for his food. I'm going to take him for his money." And they scratch their head like, "I don't understand." And then they start having a hatred towards the woman because they are not understanding. My mom, who I trust more than anything, told me to do this, told me how to behave this way. And yet I can't get the woman, and they carry that thought over, brother, into the real world, man.
I'm telling you, man, a lot of moms teach their daughters to take away the male's patriarchy.
Yes.
The patriarchy needs to be abolished. And so what happens is they go in and they all say, "Oh, I want a man, and I want a strong man. I want a protector, and I want this and the other."
Yes.
But then they also say, "I want a man who's emotionally available." I want y'all men to understand what emotionally available means. They want you to be their bitch at times. That's basically what they telling you. Is they want you to be their bitch. So I want y'all to know, when a woman says that to you, just remember what Akeem said, because that's exactly what they want. Because men are naturally not emotional. We have emotions, and it come out in different ways, right? There's emotional in different ways. Wars are created by men, right? Men are war, like killing someone. Nobody wants to say it, but that's a trait of masculinity, right?
Yeah.
But then also, if you also want to think about any type of aggressive violence, passion, like all those things are emotions. All emotions come out in different ways. And for you to tell me to get in touch with my feminine side, the nerve of you to try to tell me to get it. Do I tell you to get in touch with your masculinity?
Man.
Because this is what I'm saying, is that the world is teaching men that something's wrong with being masculine. So
yeah.
It's crazy. Go ahead, brother.
No, check this out, brother. See, the problem, and guys, please get y'all, but guys, when we do shows like this, get your notebooks out and take notes and jot this information down, because the ism that you're getting right now is straight real. This ain't no fake ass shit y'all getting. Soak up this information. But guys, please understand, she can want me to open a door. Mm-hmm. She can want me to take off my fucking shirt and put it over a puddle. She can want me to be a perfect gentleman, but I don't give a fuck about what she wants, because as a man, see guys, y'all got to understand something. Always remember, guys, needs over wants. Can want, see, when you, like you were saying, Akeem, when you take care of her wants, that's when you become the disrespected bitch. That's when you become the chauffeur. That's when you get to put up a Christmas light. That's when you get to buy her dinners. That's when you get to be a shoulder to cry on. That's when you get to fix her shit. And that's when you get to be her bank and her bitch, when you are looking at her wants. And see, there's a secret of the sauce, gentlemen, that they don't want you to know. Fuck her wants. I'm going to be the need. I'm going to be, my name is the drug and the need. See, women may want what they want, Akeem, but what they need a man that sees the big picture. They need a man that has vision. They need a man that has direction. They need a man that thinks in, critically. They need a man that speaks transparent, clear, concise, and impactful in everything he does. They need a man who likes to succeed. Need a man who likes to get things done. Need a man that can tell your ass no and goodbye without even blinking. Without even blinking.
Hold on. I had to do it, man. My man's out here gaming it up. Go ahead, man. Finish that thought.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. You can cut me off with the noise, but oh, shit, we about to get rid of this bitch. No, they need a man who acts decisively. They need a man who takes ownership. They need a man who has high standards. They need a man who doesn't have fear. They need a man that takes risks. They need a man that is independent of all things and makes it about him. That's the motherfucker that's going to get the pussy, because that motherfucker, Akeem, is the motherfucking opportunity and not the goddamn option.
Man, and that word option is strong, because you will become an option if you are not standing on your throne.
Like, yes, your throne.
If you do not stand on your throne, brother, like, you will become an option.
Yes.
Because I would tell you, man, like, there's a reason why women is beating men out in infidelity.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they say it's us and all that. Women are destroying men in infidelity. And a lot of that has to do with they're mad at the problem that they created.
Yeah.
They are mad at the problem that they have raised up as men. They have raised, there's a whole lot of gentlemen walking around here. There ain't too many men walking around. And so this is why in this world, being a man is quite unique.
Yes.
We speak, we say things that we mean. Like, I don't really care what people say about me, man. You know, I got so many people hate me, especially when it comes to, you know, my philosophies, my thoughts.
Yes.
It's like the traditional man. Like, real quick. So the young man that tweeted me this, he told me to get rid of some of my old ways. So this is what he told me. And, you know, that's funny. So I threw this at him right here, man. I threw this at him. Let me see. No, that's not it. Let me see. Oh, okay. Well, you don't see it. Okay. I'm going to shorten it up, and I'll put it over here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So if you look at this right here.
Yes, sir.
Percent of all births that are unmarried women.
Yes.
And if you look at 1950, they call me Mr. 1950, man, because I'm a traditional man.
Traditional,
I believe the family values was still to mom, dad, wife, and kids, right?
Yes.
The patriarchy was straight.
Yeah.
I don't know what it, you start to see 1980 there when the percentages start to rise.
Yes.
Oh, and they've been rising every single year.
Yes.
These are women who are having babies, just out of wedlock. And what I'm trying to bring up to him is that the old ways of family balance, when it was man, wife, kid, that was a winning formula. Mm-hmm. For some reason, there's a lot of individuals that believe that you can have kids, but you can't raise kids in a home where there's people and there's a commitment with each other. And I just told them, I said, hey, well, this is some of the old ways.
Yes.
But also informed him, if you are saying that submissive is a problem, then you're a 50-50 guy. You're a guy who believes everything should be split down the middle. All the decisions should be made. Come to the table. We write it down on paper. Nobody's making the final decision until you both agree on it. If you both don't agree on it, there's no decision to be made. And this is how he's probably feel like that the world goes. Like, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand, but he ended up at the end just saying, hey, we're going to agree to disagree. And I said, trust me, brother, you'll thank me in this conversation in about 10 years. You're just young, right? He was 30.
Yeah.
So it's about 10 years, you'll thank me, man. I'll be a little older.
See,
but,
here's the problem, man. The problem is that sometimes you are what you are. Everybody can't be a man, dog. Everybody's got their roles to play. And what he doesn't understand, I'm going to tell you this from the gigolo perspective. He doesn't understand, because I and my clients have had situations like that where what happens is, like I told you, he didn't say it to you. This is all coming from the woman. All this is coming from the woman. She's telling him to defend my honor because I can't believe he would say that because that means my name hyphen the blah, 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 all that bullshit. So he trying to nut the fuck up because his nuts ain't even dropped from his stomach and shit, you know what I mean? So he don't even know what the fuck he's saying. The problem is, and you'll laugh, I bet you either 9 times out of 10 in this situation with you, she going to hit you on the back end. And she going to start with that, I can't believe you would say that, but you know what, hey, how you doing today, and what's going on, and you know what, let me show you a selfie of my titty, and and then she start complaining about him, and then she's like, can I see you, can I suck your dick, and then she's like, well, how these are bitches, and I'm like, no, I'm serious, though. That's
right.
Like, these motherfuckers don't realize, man, nature don't give a fuck, nor does the game, and listen. Look, and like you say, haters and people like that, look, man, I'm not here to get you to be me. I'm here to show you how to be the best you. But if you want to fight me on that shit, motherfucker, hey, look, it's none of my business. Hey, look, okay, you just do your thing, dog. But you a girl going to get fucked by somebody if she ain't fucking somebody right now. Because as soon as she hyphened her name and he allowed it, the respect was already out the motherfucking door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
And it's crazy that we talk about stuff like this. But this is where there's men changing their last name to women.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, we're just trying to break the tradition,
Jay-Z,
they suckers.
Jay-Z did that, too. That's where. Look it up. Jay-Z is Carter Knowles or some shit like that. I swear. I said, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. I better not find that out, man.
No,
I'll tell you right
man.
Now.
Write that down. I'm telling you, look at me with Jay-Z changed his name. Oh shit, that motherfucker took his wife's name.
Hey man, I know we talked earlier, man. I kinda wanted to talk to you about playing all the instruments.
Yes.
and talk to people about playing on instruments. You talked to me about it earlier. Yes. Made so much sense, and I definitely wanted to talk to you about it on the show.
Okay, gentlemen, this is the first thing I always tell guys is that I know there was a cliche called "You were born a winner," right? And I always tell them that you don't when you were going to the egg, you didn't need Facebook, you didn't need YouTube, you didn't need purpose, metal, female nature. There was something inside of you that said, fuck my brothers and sisters, it's all about me. You had at that point in time, you were at your selfish point, and that was the greatest. That was at your man, because you went forward. There were no excuses. There were no, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll think about it yesterday. So because you did that, you got here and reached the egg. And like I was saying before, your fingerprint shows that you are the only one of your fucking kind in this world. In this world, mm-hmm. there's no Mr. 1950 on mm-hmm. this motherfucking planet. And you can fight me.
You're right.
That's keeping that shit 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you unique, 1950, is that you speak your own language. And see, what I learned when I was young in the game, when I was 9, through my mentor was, not 9, because I was when I was getting around 13, around 83 or so around there, I think it was 12, 13, I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. I damn near almost had the glitter gloves. I love Michael. All that bullshit, right?
We all like Mike.
Yeah, oh, Mike, yeah. So my mentor made me go see this movie called Purple Rain. And I was like, I don't want to see this motherfucking movie. Even though I used to roller skate to the music, not even know to it, I did. But when I saw the movie, I saw a lot of things. I saw that, you know what, when he stood on this thing, you know, that the bitch, when she got her first check, she went and bought him a guitar just because he looked at the shit. Just because he was in the mall looking at the cloud guitar, her first check, she bought the guitar for him. He didn't even ask for the shit. But there were so many things. But it wasn't about him. It was about what he did. And he was like, okay, the most dangerous man in the world is the one that learns the instruments. And I was like, okay, what do you mean learn the instruments? He said, well, if you look at Prince, he could play 27 instruments. He arranges, composes, produces. He could play the bass, the drum, the guitar. He could play every. He's a one-stop shop. A one-stop shop. And today, most women don't get that. They get a one-trick pony. They don't get a one-stop mm-hmm. shop. So what they normally do is that they'll see Joe Blow, and they'll find another guy that makes her laugh. There's another guy that turns her on. There's another guy that does this and does that. So she'll try to Frankenstein what she deems as a man. So what I learned was I had to learn my mouthpiece. I had to learn how to cook. These are the instruments. I had to learn how to cook my mouthpiece. I had to learn how to stand on my square. I had to learn how to be kinky, nasty, dirty, freaky, naughty, sensual, sexual, romantic. I had to learn how to be all these things, because the thing is that when you are everything to a woman, you become the drug and the addiction that she has, because she's never – first off, she's never met you or me before 1950. I can tell you this right now, because we smell our own, y'all mean. So the first thing that's going to intrigue her is you stand on what you have. You stand on you. And most guys don't stand on themselves. So that's that. First of all, there's no troubleshooting guide on Mr. 1950. She has a troubleshooting guide on all the other guys, and they all behave the same. But what intrigues her about men like us is that that's just the first layer. And as she goes to our quote-unquote gingerbread house, because we stick out like one, she begins to realize that she starts to have feelings. Now, again, I always say this, Miss 1950, there's going to be a war with the woman with us men. It's going to be the war of the mind versus the body. It's going to either be like this. Her mind is going to want to fuck you, 1950, but her body's going to say, oh, he's just not our type. But they're fighting for a position, or it's the other way around. She wants to fuck you, or she's saying to herself, well, I'm a good girl, and I don't know all this other bullshit, right? When you learn how to play the instrument, she becomes engulfed, because, see, here's the thing. The regular guy is going for the pussy between her legs. You kind of talked about it before. They trying to get what's between her legs. But what I learned as creating all the instruments, I'm trying to get what's between the pussy right here. Because the pussy right here has access to everything. And listen, not just a pussy, her bringing me money, her motherfucker cooking for me, giving me massages. I you can post something on the internet about, damn, I don't like them Jordans over there. And guess what? You're going to have some Jordans the next day. Now you see you laughing because you know the fuck I'm talking
about. Right,
you,
right.
You don't, you don't have to ask for or want for anything because see what, see the man, see there's two, see a lot of guys, y'all, please understand this. There's two types of sex. There's the sex that you beg for, prove, please, baby, you know, come on, let's get it, and all this other stuff, right? She'll fuck him, but she'll be like laying on the back like this while he's pumping away. Damn, I wonder what Mr. 1950 is doing right now. You know what? I think I'm going to call him. Wait, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the dick is your. Oh, yeah, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder what's going on the TV. You know, she ain't even into it, right? Then there's that fucking Mr. 1950 monkey sex that they like to have with us, where she wants to fuck you so bad that she's sending you, you don't even add titty pictures, ass pictures, pussy pictures. She's talking dirtier than we. See, guys don't know how nasty yeah. these were. Man, yeah. they so motherfucking, they 1950, you know what I'm talking about. They nasty as fuck. But they know that the man that plays all the instruments is valued. Meaning that she is going to invest her pussy into value because she's going to get something back out of it. With the average guy, she doesn't get anything out of it. So where's the balance? The balance got to be the dinner. Balance got to be me driving around, be shoulder to cry on, be my bitch, my bank account, or whatever the fuck she wants you to be. But it's not going to be the same when you learn the instruments. And that's what a lot of guys don't want to do. See, they're not being taught this before. Because, you know, back in my day, we had to take home economics. My mentor made me do home economics, man. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I doing this shit? But he said, motherfucker, do that shit, bitch. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll do that shit. Learn how to cook. Learn how to make desserts. You got to learn how you play the instruments. Your apartment has to be the instrument. Your living room has to be the instrument.
You got to have a swag apartment, man. Yeah. Your apartment has to look organized. It has to look presentable, man. If they can't take their shoes off when they come out and walk around barefooted, then your house is not on point, man. They're not really ready. That ain't something they want to do.
Hey, 1950, this is the kind of game I get these young men. See, I always tell guys, now 1950, you know what it is. When you grill, what do you do to the meat? What do you got to do to the meat before you grill it?
You got to marinate it.
Say it one more time.
You got to marinate it.
You got to marinate the meat. And what I teach guys is that you can marinate the pussy in her mind by doing one simple thing, and that's putting wine above your bed. Wine above your bed. And let me tell you how you marinate it. See, most guys, again, the one-trick pony, he just texts all that bullshit. But because I play the instruments, I teach men land is texting. See, voicemail. Air, video, and space going live. So you can hit her in four different ways that the average motherfucker ain't doing. So when you sitting there talking to her and all this other, because I don't bullshit with bitches, you know, I'm setting the date up within the first three messages anyway. But once she's down, it's time to marinate that pussy. So when the average guy's saying, how you doing? How's your day going? Nah, motherfucker, I'm holding that camera up in my motherfucking face, and I'm going to start to administer the drug of me. Because think about the woman that wakes up to seeing my voice. She going to play that bitch over and over and over again, and then she going to go tell her friends. Girl, look what this mother, look what Mr. 1950 did. He, oh, my God, girl. Damn, you going to fuck him, girl? Girl, you know I'm going to suck it. You know how women talk nasty themselves. But what I'm saying is that because we play so many instruments as men, we are nothing but layers of information that every time they peel it back, they learn something new. And every time they peel that back, it just goes on and on and on and on, where the regular guy, they see what the fuck he is as soon as they know the motherfucker. So they don't know about the instruments, man.
Man, I tell you, man, you went through the whole booklet of success right there. You know what I mean? You gave them the blueprint of success. And I think, too, I think a lot of that has to do with the technology of the day. I think our age group, we really had to, you know, we really had the Mac on the line. You know, we had when we called when we was younger, you know, dads answered the phone. You know, like, who's this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we had to finesse it, call our homegirl, say, hey, call your friend, tell her to call me, because we couldn't get around dad. So we understood the game, man. It's just ways of figuring things out. Now all these dudes do is text them, and, you know. And then they don't want to verbally talk to the women on the phone. Oh. And some of these women are conditioned, I guess, to talk on the phone. I mean, the text too. Like it's the normal way of doing things. But I think men, you know, definitely if I was in the game like that. Like you got to put yourself in position.
Yes.
To make sure that she understands who you are early.
Yes.
And then you need to stay consistent on whatever your program is. Like don't go in it and letting her lead. It's just like the submission starts early.
Yes.
You know, you have something planned out. Don't ask her what she want to eat.
Tell her.
You know what I mean? This is where we going. We going here, here, and here. And only time, if she says she's allergic to something, then that's when we going to change it up. But other than that, this is what we going to do, right?
Yeah.
I need you to be ready here. Hey, wear this color for me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Put this color on for me. They're gonna be like, who is this guy?
See, 1950, I give them, I simplify. Guys, get your crayons out and write this shit down. I simplify this shit, man. I simplify it, my brother. Look, man, this is it. This is three places you get to go. And these are the three that I get to any, mini, miny, mo. Check this out. We either going to go feed the ducks at Lake, spread your ass cheeks. That's number one. We going to go ahead and go for ice cream on the corner of my, your face in a pillow, your ass up in the air. Or we're going to have cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's it. Those are the only three places we're going. Because I'm not the sucker that's going to spend money on you. No, mm-hmm. And listen, gentlemen, I'm saying if you spend under, what, $7, dog, mm-hmm. you're going to get – look, I'm always what y'all do, return on investment. Get more mm-hmm. back. When you invest a little, because the woman's going to be like, well, I want to eat dinner, man. Look, you want to go to dinner, take that, go with that sucker. When you want some dick, call me, because I'm not going to motherfucking take you out. Fuck you. And they be like, oh, you're such an asshole. You're such a dick. I hate you. All right, baby. Hey, girl, you just get back when you want to, right? So what happens is she goes on a date with the sucker. Who you think she calling and sneaking in the bathroom asking what the fuck I'm doing? You know what you're going to do? You're going to go take two bites of that. I want a lobster and steak. Take two motherfucking bites. And bring that bitch back to me.
So I want y'all to listen to what this man says. I got a podcast. I forgot what episode it is. It's called Cheap Dates. And the reason why I put that out is because we got 10 places that you can take a woman for free.
Yes.
And for absolute no money. Yes. Zero money.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about even putting a pillow in the back of the truck and we're going to gauge into these stars. That's what we about to do.
Yeah.
So I need you to understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One scoop of ice cream. Look. I'm gonna look. I don't know why you ordered three scoops. We here for three scoops.
No.
You know what I mean? We gonna get this one scoop. We gonna get a bite here. We may share this thing.
And,
you know what I mean?
And it's the interaction, brother. It's the See, I always tell. Look, guys, listen. If I'm taking you for cocoa on the corner of your dick, my dick on your forehead and your balls and my balls in your mouth and shit, right? Let's say we're going for cocoa, right? As soon as we get in the store, I'm going to grab you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to twirl you around. I'm going to tell you how nice you smell. I'm going to grab your hand. I'm going to lead you to the chair. But then this is where a lot of guys go wrong because they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to communicate. But what I like doing is I'm the fucking star. I'm going to take the air out of the goddamn room. As soon as the waiter comes by, let's say you're the waiter, Mr. 1950. You come in, you're like, how you doing? You know, my name is Mr. 1950. I'll be like, yo, what's up, man? I say, hey, my name is Steve, and this is, you know, bitch, I'm going to be fucking whatever name is. I say, check this out, 1950. Look, man, I was looking, trying to get some cocoa pieces, some fruity pebbles, whatever the fuck, right? And I was down the store, man. I was walking, but hey, dog, I saw this one sitting there, brother. Think about it. Look at this right here. And I'm going to pick her ass up, and I'm going to twirl around for her. I said, dog. You think I ain't going to bite her neck and take up the tree? So check this out, dog. We're going to go ahead and get some cocoa and shit. But look, when I ask you for the receipt, take your time because that's when I'm going in for the kiss. I'm saying that shit right in front of that motherfucker. You want to know why? Because I'm about my shit. Because if she ain't down, I'm getting the fuck up and leaving. I'm not waiting. My time is too important. But the important thing is that these young men don't understand they're the one constant, brother.
the one constant. That means how you think, type, text, even put a note on a dove. It comes from you. So a lot of guys say, well, I can approach women, but I can't text. Or I can do this, but I can't. That's bullshit. You can't do it at all because you're using that as an excuse. A lot of guys, when they get in front of a woman, what the fuck they say? Well, what do you do for a living? Who was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? I'm just guessing because I don't say none of that shit. Because I don't give a fuck about what you do for a living. I don't give a fuck about what college you go to. I'm just trying to figure out, does your mouth fit these balls? I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, see, I want to laugh too. Shit, come on.
But you're right. You're 100% right, though. And a lot of men just need to be honest about it, too, man. Come on, man. You know that's what you're in for.
Yeah.
And they just be just, you know, fabricating stories. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, like I said, winners win and losers lose.
Yes.
And if you don't put yourself in the winner's circle, then you're going to lose, straight up. What I wanted to talk to you about, too, man, is another one of the subjects I want to talk about is women winning in 2021. And the reason why I wanted to say it like that is because this is, I think the like you said, it's not a lot of brothers like us that going to put themselves in positions to win, right?
Yes.
So, for me, I think a lot of women are winning in the dating market because there's not a lot of men with standards right now that's going to hold them accountable.
Oh, yes.
For being a lady. Like we got a generation of women, you know, going on any network and putting their ass out there, right? and then the next week say there's no good men out there. You know, and men ain't shit, right?
Bro, let me just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like last thing. So then we got a man that you meet a woman. You go on Instagram, and every other picture she's showing her ass, right? And then you asking her out to the steak and lobster when you see the product. You see what I'm saying? There's no standards,
bro.
As a man. You know what this woman is,
brother.
Why is you bringing her to the steakhouse? You know what I mean? What's your thoughts, man?
Because they winning, dog. Let me tell you about. Listen,
they winning.
I'm gonna tell you why I love them women. I love them winning because I'm not doing that shit. It's not my job to pay for their fans only and shit. That's y'all's job, man. Y'all can win. I'm good. I'm a selfish motherfucker. I'm all about me. So I'm fine if these motherfuckers winning. Cause you know what, my brother? That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. You winning off of a sucker. You ain't winning off of me. You'll never win off of me. Matter of fact, what's amazing about what you're saying about the winning is that let's like Plenty of Fish, all these apps, these dating apps and all the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
All that bullshit that they say, 1950. Oh, I'm a good girl and I'm looking for a good man. And, if you want to have sex, you know, bypass this. And, you know, I want somebody to care for me because I'm on my period. All that bullshit. That's
emotionally available.
Yeah, that shit ain't for me or you. That's for the sucker. Because the same woman saying that will be sucking our dicks that same night. Why she like, and then with her other hand, because other hand, she texted what she wants from a guy. That's what's so crazy about it. Man, don't believe these motherfucking women. You know, they are winning because the suckers are letting them win. But what they don't understand, we're winning even more. Because who do you think, guys? When she, this is with the stripper, the gold digger, or the fan only, or only fan, whatever the fuck that bitch name is, whatever it, listen, make your money. Make all your money. Because guess who she bringing that shit back to? That's what they understand. There's one motherfucker that's getting the pussy for free, getting paid for free, and the bad motherfucker 1950, I keep telling these motherfuckers, you know, you can have your house. You know, like a musician. Let me give you something about a musician. See, musicians, when they go out of town, they want to make sure that they have wherever they're going kind of like home so they won't get homesick. So every time a real motherfucker's around a woman, he'd be like, you know, hey, baby, I don't want to spend no time over here. She's like, why? Why won't you spend it? Why won't you? Baby, look, baby. Maybe I can't play my Xbox or my PlayStation 5 on a 32-inch TV. Baby, I'm so used to a 65-inch 4K flat screen with surround sound. You ain't got my Fruity Pebbles in this bitch and all this other stuff. What do you think she does when she wins?
She's collecting the money to furnish my lifestyle. She's building my lifestyle. So you're right. They're winning, but that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, my brother.
Not at all, and it ain't got nothing to do with us. The whole thing is that I always like to show men where our kinks in the armor is.
Yes.
Our kinks in the armor is those men who always put those women on pedestals.
Yes.
Who value they bottom more than they dignity.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, have some respect for yourself. I always tell men, have some pride. Pride to get you out of a lot of things that you know is foolish. Man, you know, so at the end of the day, women are also shaping the minds of men to believing they papers long, that you know, they don't need us for nothing.
Right.
They just, they got songs, independent women, you know, all this whole stuff where it's creating a culture. And men are believing. Let's talk about this independence thing.
Males are believing.
Males are believing. What is it that as a man, and me being the head of my household, me having my own program to run, what do I need with a diva boss bitch and an independent woman? What do I need in any of those? That doesn't fit anything that I got going on. Like, I never understood why men talk like that. Like, why I want me, I definitely want a girl to go get my bag with me to deal with boss. You know, she's a boss. She's an alpha chick. That's unacceptable communication, man. What are your thoughts?
Have you ever watched a Charlie Brown show when them motherfuckers in class and shit, and the teacher's like, womp, 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 and shit like that? Fuck, you know what I mean? Fuck what you say. Let me tell you something about these independent-ass, lying-ass bitches. I wouldn't say bitch, but I get around 1950. He bring out the motherfucking me. But I'm just saying that. Let me tell you about these ain't shit motherfucking women. Check this out, guys. Independent woman is only dependent when she's forced to, again, it's foot out of the door. Think about this. Think about how many independent women we have out there. When they go to work, they ain't independent. They shut their motherfucking ass up, do what they told to do, and they ain't gonna pop off their motherfucking gums. Because they know they're replaceable and the company is bigger than them. See, the problem is these women are smart enough, again. See, and I hate giving them credit, and I hate this shit. But a lot of these women know the game better than most of these guys, and that's the problem. They know how to maneuver themselves to get what they want. They use that independent shit to force these guys. Cause these guys are like, damn, man, I want to get that ass. I'm an independent girl, and I'm in the rule of all that stupid ass shit. They be singing the shit. And then the gum reinforces the behavior. See, the man, motherfuckers don't understand how easy it is to get pussy. When you challenge a woman to be more than just ass and titties, it throws her the fuck off. Because my thing, I always tell my clients, I want to know if your character matches your beauty. Fuck your beauty. Your beauty got my curiosity. What are you going to do to get my attention? What are you going to do to be worth my time? What are you going to do to get me to fall into respect? And then what are you going to do to get the dick? In that order. Because you don't get the dick just because you show up to the motherfucker. Fuck you. You ain't special.
And what are you going to do to keep my attention?
Yeah, that's the point. But see, a lot of young men don't see, because they can't see where we're at, because they're so blind and in the darkness. They can't see that, damn, if I just stand on my principles in my square and check that shit. Dog, these women are walking live in insecurity. That's all they are. They lie about the makeup, the hair, the weave, the eyes, the makeup, the lashes, the nails. They are walking fucking lies, number one. But they are the badder she looks, the worse her insecurities are. And that's what guys don't understand. They are so caught up in the ass, they become the woman because they take that feminine role of being insecure about the woman. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah, man. And then they match that with a whole lot of masculine energy when they feel like they're the shit. So you got to understand, a lot of beautiful women have been told a lot of lies. Mm-hmm. The number one lie is that you're better than everybody else. And men are going with this beauty. Men need to pay for it, right? So then they get a philosophy in their mind that they only want a certain type of male, which is a small percentage, and then that small percentage actually has standards for you. But they start to deal with, because they can't find what they want, they start to deal with men that they feel like they're better in, that then they degrade and disrespect that man because he has no standards and no value for his own self.
Yes.
And allow it to happen. And then they finally meet someone like us that's going to tell them exactly their value. And I think a lot of people don't like to hear that. They don't like to hear the fact that we're gonna allow you to be in our presence, but we're gonna teach you your value. We're gonna talk to you in regards to what you can do better in order to make this situation better. I don't understand. I never understood how a man can take the back seat in his own life.
Bro,
this is your life. You only got one of these.
Yeah.
I never understood how you can be number two in your own life.
It amazes me because they don't know how important they are to themselves. And I tell you, dog, it makes me want to weld up and cry when I'm an asshole, when she calls me a jerk, when she says I'm cocky, conceited, arrogant, you're selfish, you're all about you. That is, I'm going to get some pussy. The depth of me is when she says, oh, you're nice, you're sweet, you're thoughtful, you're kind, you're understanding. Oh, any woman would be, man, fuck, I don't want to be that guy. No. So what I'm going to do is I make it. See, I tell you guys, the game will never be about women. They will always be a perk in my life until I deem them worthy of something. Mm-hmm. So that means all I'm doing is working on me. I'm building the instruments. What can I do today? If I have a thought, I hold the thought, and like someone in the studio, I just put the thought in the closet, and then when I want to bring the thought out, I bring it out, and I add layers to it. You know, I build the instruments, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I'm always – see, what a lot of guys don't understand, you should die every day. That's why I tell these guys that the most dangerous motherfucker is the one that dies every day, because at 11:59 – I'm at my saddest moment. 11:59 and 50 seconds. I'm at the saddest moment because I've got to let go of the best me that I've ever known. I love that motherfucker. I'm infatuated. I stalk him. I am deeply in love with this motherfucker, and I got to let him go, knowing that when I wake up, I got to start the process over until 11:59 because I'm always evolving. See, women, the man that evolves makes that pussy wet in 1950. And these young men, unfortunately, they are not evolving. They're the same motherfucker that they were back in the third fucking grade and shit. They are the same goddamn motherfucker, and they still don't understand why they ain't fucking.
I got a question for you, and I just want to see how you answer.
Yes.
So what do you think, because I've always asked women this, but they never have answered. What do you think a woman should bring to a table? To a quality man.
Okay. The first thing she got to bring to the table is respect. That's the first thing she got to bring to the table. The next thing, for me, what I normally do is I break the game up into certain areas. Okay. So there's the meeting and dating phase. There's a relationship. There's living together, engagement, and marriage. So so what she's doing is she's going up the mountain like Smeagol and shit on Lord of the Rings, you know, my precious ring and all that shit. She's going for the ring and shit. So the expectations I have in meeting and dating are not the same expectations as the relationship, because the higher she goes, she's got to slay more dragons. She's got to fucking battle and prove her worth to me. You've got to prove that you're worth my name. You've got to prove, like, again, I'm going to go living together before we move in. I need to know I don't want any debt. I don't need a woman that handles her shit. Don't ask me for money. You need to submit, serve, fuck me, and shut the fuck up. No one to be. I always say shh. You got to know all that stuff.
It's a skill.
Yeah. You got to get these skills right. You got to know how to clean, cook. Because you don't need to take care of me. You just need to take care, because you're about to get, if you're lucky, the most precious thing that I have. I got two precious things, my sperm and my name. And I don't give that shit up easily. You got to slay the motherfucking Minotaur, bring that bitch on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. I mean, you got to, again, like I said, you got to show me that you're worth my curiosity.
Then you got to show me that you're worth my attention. You got to show me that you're worth my time. Then I don't fall into love, guys. Fuck all that love shit. Let these bitches fall in love. I fall into what I call respect. You got to show me that you are willing to take that knee, kiss the ring, and say, look, I don't care how mad I am. I'm never going to show my anger in front of anybody. If I have a problem, we'll take it behind the scenes. I'm never going to make you look bad at anybody. I'm not going to put our business on the street. What we are is what we are. You lead me. I trust you. We go. That's then. Then you got to show me that you're worth my name. I mean, you got to work hard for this shit because that shit, my name and my fucking sperm, don't. That's my legacy. That's my bloodline. That's me, goddammit. So you got to work. You got to bring so much to the table. You have to show me that you know how to balance books, that you know how to take care of children, that you know you good with the school. We got to talk discipline. We got to talk politics, religion. We got to talk all these things. We got to have, I mean, like.
Your past choices.
Yeah, all that shit, because all your past choices can come back and affect my shit. You ain't affecting my shit, but even if she passed all those tests, my brother, fuck up one time, you'll get a warning. Do the same thing again, you're gone. I don't have time. I don't play that shit. One foot out the door. You will all, it's like a person going up in the office. They have one foot out the door because you can start in the mailroom, become a vice president, and you fuck something up, you gone.
Gone.
Gone, brother.
You gone. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I'm talking about, man. That's quality. You know, just the way you line it up. But you know, if you ask a woman, all they can say is cook. I keep a clean house. Then it goes there, right? Because a lot of times they're not used to being held to a standard.
Yes.
We are the ones who hold them to a standard. So they get there and they're confused.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. But that's what I mean by my brothers, y'all need to have a plan.
Always.
If you don't have a plan, my brother just told the plan, right? He just said to them the plan. This is what I need for you to do. And I like that, number one, to be respect. Because disrespect looks like when I'm in the store and you feel a way about something goes on, you feel the need to go ahead and raise your tone and be disrespectful out here. Or even at the house, you're cussing, you're using language towards me. I model the behavior on how I want to be treated. So you better believe I don't need to raise my voice. You talk to me with some sense.
Right.
And you talk to me with some respect. That's off top. So yeah. I'm big on the respect part.
Brother, this is what a lot of men don't understand. When women who pop their mouth off to the sucker, when she goes for the job just sits there and say, hey, how you doing? Okay, this is what we expect of you. This is the time you come in. We can negotiate salary. And this is what we expect of you to do. Do you want the job? Okay, you got the job. Okay, you fuck up one time. Let's sit down. Okay, you had a problem here. This is going to be a write-up, but if this happens again, you're gone. And she fucks up again. They'll chill, and they'll bring the next person in, and then they'll call her down to HR. She'll come down. Can you have a seat? Can we have your car, please? We're going to have to let you go. The security's upstairs getting all her shit in a little box, bringing it down. And that's it. But see, that's what the man needs to do. Listen, I am running shit. I am my own company. I am the name of the company. Ain't 1950 because you the builder next to me. You got the builder next to me.
Yeah.
But we skyscrapers.
Yeah.
We skyscrapers.
We skyscrapers.
We skyscraping and shit. Just going all the way up. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we even fist bump as we going up and shit. But the name is everything because the name is the standard and the name is she's got to respect it. And I wish she would say no. Man, you know how many times I go on my show, I try to call my woman on live on the air and say, baby, call me a bitch, please. No, I can't do that. Baby, just say I'm fuck you. Just say something to me. No, I'll never say that. Please, just let me be like everybody else, please. Just cuss me out. I can't do that. No, that's what, see, I don't have problems because I eliminated that shit when I start. See, here's the problem with a lot of men, my brother. When they go out their door, they always looking for a pussy or relationships or end results and shit. They just never go out and do what it is they do and just be prepared for when they meet a woman. But they put too much pressure on themselves, and here's the problem. Women can smell bitch. It's like their sixth sense. They can smell when your pussy is tighter than theirs. They can smell that shit. And when they smell it, that means that it's going to be woman over man, because she knows you ain't standing nothing and you thirsty over some pussy that she giving motherfuckers like us for free.
Man, and when they know that you value them more than you value yourself,
yes.
that's toxic. And they get a hold of you. They'll tell their friends. It's a whole embarrassing situation, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. But a lot of times men find out late in life.
Oh, yeah.
Because they feel like, they make it sound so easy. They make it sound like all you got to do is this, this, and this. But really what you got to do is this, this, and this.
It's so,
and they don't understand that.
It's so simple, it's complicated, brother. That's the problem. A lot of guys always tell me, Steve, what's the first step I need to take to be a man? And I tell them, okay, all right, I'm going to give you three options. Do you want to go fix a bowl of cereal? Do you want to go turn on a light switch? Or do you want to turn five pages in a book? Well, how does that mean to be a man? Because if you think it and do it, that's what makes you the man, because you're all about me. If you go over to the light switch, because I always teach them how your mind works, you go over to the light switch, you turn it on, are you thinking about fear? You're thinking about awareness? Or are you thinking about what you have to do? And even if you turn that light switch on and the light doesn't come on, the way your mind works is you're thinking, okay, is it electrical or is it a light bulb? That means I turn on electrical appliance. If the TV turns on, it's a light bulb. If the TV's not working, it's electrical. I mean, that's how simple this shit is. You go in your kitchen. You want some fucking fruity? I love Fruity Pebbles. You go in the kitchen. You want some cereal. If there's no milk, you don't sit there and worry if the milk, what the milk thinks about you. You don't worry about the bowl and the spoon. You do this shit every day. It's just with women, man, that they think these motherfucking women are just special, like they walk on water or some shit, and they ain't, my brother.
Nah, and it's all about your program. I keep stressing it, man. Just have a plan for yourself. And, you know, I think you should be pretty successful.
Yes.
I got another question for you, man, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. But so if a man came to the table,
yes,
and he said, in a relationship, what are some of my long-term goals that I should have for myself and a woman that I'm with? What are some of the long-term goals?
I always tell guys that don't get married if you don't want a family. Don't waste your time. Don't even be in a relationship. I mean, you got. And I'm about to put a video on that now, but you always tell guys this. You got to know not only what it is you want. You got to own it. You got to stand by it. You got to fight for it. You got to know why. And you got to die for it, whatever it is. And that's what your square is all about. But before you know what you want to tell her what you expect, you got to know what you expect not only of yourself. You got to learn. See, okay, first off, you got to figure. So we're talking about the guy that wants to be married. The guy that wants to be married needs to marry himself first. He needs to understand, okay, I'm about to be king. These are my standards. So I am not going to budge. These are non-negotiable standards. I'm not talking about steak and chicken and anything like that. This is what I expect my wife to be. I don't do that male friend, unless his name was Twan. He got pink hair and be like, hey, girl. I mean, he okay. Yeah, I mean, I ain't worried about that, mother. So, I got certain standards. But see, the thing is, every man has to have his standards that fit his name. You know what I mean? That's what makes you guys so special that you're – see, check this out, brother. I always tell guys, because I'm going to bring this full circle. I always tell guys there's three laws they got to follow. First law is the law of the land.
you kill somebody, you get caught on the first 48 or whatever, you know what I mean? You go to jail. That's the law of the land.
100%.
Okay, law, the second law of the street. If you're driving 75 miles an hour in a school zone that's 20 miles an hour and a cop pulls your ass over, now some of y'all are the melanated kind, you might get your ass beat instead of getting a ticket. So that's the law of the street.
Beat shot and stabbed.
Right. The third law is the law of the job. Just go to the job and do your work. Okay. Outside of those three laws, I can create my universe that mm-hmm. is for me. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you and I are two different men. Your universe is different than my universe, right? So what I expect as far as marriage is I need to make sure that you are worthy. Words like I don't have my fucking hammer. I don't know what I did with it, but I always talk about Thor's hammer. My name is that hammer. Are you worthy to lift my motherfucking hammer? Can you lift it? Because if you can't lift my hammer, you ain't worthy of my money. You can get my dick on the side. You'll be a booty call. We good, girl. But my name and my sperm is so special and so important that you got to hit not a C out of 10. Let's say out of 10 things, I'd say you got to hit like a B, an 80. You got to be an 80, 90 because I can work with you there. But 70 is muddle. Anything below 70, I ain't fucking with you because then you're going to try to bring stress and drama to my life. You know, I tell you, look, I don't do male friends. Well, I have my friend. You know what? We ain't going to work. Look, we can fuck. We good. But why would you say that? No, because we already talked about it. Listen, I'm not going to change your mind. You never change a woman's mind. When a woman says she wants something, you just go with it. You know what? That's cool. This is why I'm not going to fuck with you that way. And this is why you just a booty call. Because you know what? But I'll change. Nope. You already said what you want to say. Because if she changes because of me, she's going to blame me later on. So
I'm resenting.
Right. So I'm going to say, well, this is where I'm at. These are my expectations. But I have to marry myself. And I don't mean putting a ring on your own finger, motherfucker, walking down the aisle. I'm saying is you got to have a powwow with yourself of knowing what is the standard of the family that you're about to create. Because that's the only reason I tell men to get married. Get married to push your bloodline and your legacy. But if you ain't pushing your bloodline, you ain't pushing your legacy, you shouldn't even be in a relationship or live with a fucking woman because you playing house. Don't do that shit. Fuck these women, but don't get in that kind of relationship. So it's just, it's so many different lanes in that question that you're asking because it depends on what the guy wants. If he's getting married just because she's forcing him, it's not going to work out. I get married because I want legacy. I want to replicate me. I'm that heir. I want to duplicate me. I'm setting a standard for a future. I'm thinking the year 94, 80, 85 with a picture of this. They probably had this picture above the fireplace and say, this is my great, 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 Jebediah Williams. He, you know, this is why.
Swagging
it the fuck out. Yeah, the bitch with the titty out right there, with the titty hanging out and shit. But yeah, but I'm saying that's what I'm building towards. If I want a woman, a wife, but I'd say for these young men, don't want shit until you learn yourself. Until you know yourself enough where you're willing to sacrifice a beautiful woman over your standards, get the fuck out the game. Because if you don't, you're going to be the bitch like the one on Twitter that was trying to hit you up, my brother.
And I'm so used to them. Mm-hmm. And I go all the way in. I stopped a lot of replying to a lot of cats now. There's no need. But, man, let everybody know your social media handles, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Of course, you're going to be back, man.
We're going to rock and roll, man.
We're about to turn this thing up, man. But
yeah,
go ahead and know how to reach you.
Yeah.
In some of the things you offer, man.
Yeah, first I want to say 1950, thank you, brother. I appreciate the time, man.
I appreciate you.
This is motherfuckers. Hey, guys, I'm bringing this motherfucker. Hey, Sunday, market. After the football game's over, I'm bringing his ass on the Mott Show. We coming off of his ass.
We're going to rock.
We're
going to
rock that motherfucker. Yes. Yeah. But guys, you want to get at me, The Man Mindset at Instagram, The Man Mindset on Facebook, The Man Mindset on Twitter, on YouTube, you can just type in The Man Mindset or just, I got my own thing, youtube.com, Steve Williams. Either way, it'll take you there. And that's just the YouTube. But When you go to my website, I got tons of instruments to show you guys. I mean, maybe 1950, we had such a great time today, man.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, I ain't going to lie. I was like, I got to step it up.
Hey, man.
It's coming, baby.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming, no doubt. Real 100. Guys, we have a dating chat line with women on there right now. 1950, I gave them an example. There are women on there right now. I bring you women. I'm the only motherfucker you know that had. I got women on it right now and dirty, right? They 1950, dirty as fuck.
I was shocked.
They, what they talking about?
I was shocked.
I want to get play my pussy. I want to put some dick. I got that on my line. Yes, and we got a cooking show for you. We got tons of things. But the thing I want to say to a lot of y'all guys, the process that y'all need to begin to take when you get a chance tomorrow, your homework assignment will be. Go to the dollar store or go to Walmart and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Dump the puzzle pieces, rip up the board, and start the process of communicating with yourself through the puzzles. Because in order to get where myself and 1950 are, gentlemen, you've got to learn how to communicate with yourself instead of letting the world communicate for you. So that's just a thing I want to say to the guys. But everyone in the chat room, I appreciate y'all. We'll call them the 1950 dogs because y'all ass is coming over on Sunday as well, motherfucker. Don't think you ain't coming over because we're going to set this shit up. Y'all coming over too. But, hey, 1950, man, I respect it. Thank you, brother, for having me on, man.
Man, like I said, man, I've been a fan of yours for a while, man. I'm glad we can work together, man.
Yes.
Stay on, man. I'm about to end this show, man. I appreciate y'all coming out.
Thank you, guys.
I'm getting out. Peace out.
Peace.
Your mama don't go, no contemplate. She just wanna roll, walk the conversation. Where you wanna go, you know I'm gon' take you. I don't need my shit, I'm on top of track. Mama's going up, look like the lottery. They be wondering, so I'm up to something. Ain't nobody fucking with me, obviously. Rolling around in my whip with my shit back. She fell in love with my whip and no whip back. She can't stick, she flirt with me, wanna get for me. That could be arranged, but I ain't gonna play with you. I know she walking with me, grown man. I'm dropping drugs, I put her on, yeah. And there ain't nothing like the last one. Cause she need it all night, been thinking about it all day. But we ain't no sleep, we shall be happy. Did you wanna go? Follow my lead. We'll see if we see, you know what that'll mean.
How was the show, man? How was that?
Hey, man, that shit was fire. That shit was fire, Brody.
Yeah.
Man, hey, I can tell you do this too, man, boy. Hey, man, you be into this shit.
Yeah, this is my thing, brother.